Most of what we recite during Pesukei Dezimra are praises composed by David HaMelech. And that's what we reference when we say in Yishtabach, at the very end of Yishtabach, that we are saying all of the Tishbachos and Hoidos and praises of the Ribbono Shel Olam as best we can. Because, after all, David HaMelech said all of these praises. We also wish to say these praises. And so, we are telling you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that as best as we can, as much as we can, we're praising you. But, and this is the point, the major point of Yishtabach. But, we know that we cannot do the job fully. I don't want to say that we can't do the job correctly, but we certainly know that we can't do the job fully. Because to fully praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu is impossible. To do so where we could justify exactly what we say would mean or imply that we could also explain what we leave out, which we cannot do. Because the Ribbono Shel Olam is beyond any praises that we can bestow, and any great descriptions with which we can attempt to describe his greatness. That's what we're saying here in Yishtabach. So it's an interesting way of coming to the conclusion of our coming before HaKadosh Baruch Hu with tribute. Before you come to the Melech, you offer a tribute. And then after you've offered your tribute, you then discuss whatever matters you are privileged enough to be able to discuss with him. So we open with, Baruch She'amar, U'b'shirei David avdecho nehalelcha Hashem Elokeinu. It's almost as if we are opening up with saying, look, David HaMelech said these praises, so we will also say these praises. You know, it's almost as if we're saying, if not for David HaMelech attempting, we never would attempt it either. But since David HaMelech said, I can praise you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you've chosen him, and you've really designated him and ultimately his descendants to be the Mashiach, the ultimate leaders forever of the Jewish nation, there must be something correct in what he had done. So we will try in our humble way to imitate the praises that HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepts from David. He'll accept them from us too. V'shirei David avdecha nehalelcha Hashem Elokeinu. But when we finish, when we complete the Pesukei Dezimra and finish the praises of David HaMelech, and then having said Oz Yashir, which is the praise that was bestowed by Moshe and Klal Yisrael, we have to humbly admit that in spite of it all, while we've done the best we can, we know and recognize that we haven't done the job fully. We've done the best we can. We've done the best that's humanly possible. And that's the basic theme of this very grand paragraph of Yishtabach. And we'll also point out how Yishtabach leads us to what follows, which is that after Baruch Hu, we say Kriyas Shema and its brachos. Kriyas Shema u'birchosel. Let's take a look at these words. Yishtabach Shimcha lo ad Malkeinu. It doesn't say that we have completed the process. On the contrary, it says your name should continue to be praised. Because as much as we've praised you so far, it's not much compared to what you deserve to be understood for. There's so much that we don't understand, so much we can't put into words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The vastness of your greatness, the really unspeakable, ineffable concepts of what you are all about. And we can't put them into words. So, whatever we have said is nothing compared to what yet has to be said. Yishtabach Shimcha lo ad Malkein, which means your praises go on for eternity. Just as you are eternal, the praise of you is eternal. Because you're beyond anything that we can conceive of where we could put it into words. Hakel HaMelech HaGodol v'HaKadosh b'Shemayim v'Aretz. Hakel, of course, means all capable, omnipotent, the great Melech, greatest Melech of all, greatest concept of reign that exists is the reign of HaKadosh Baruch Hu over all of the universe. Kadosh, that means different. Kadosh always means holy. Holy means that, yes, your great omnipotent reign as king is different from any other Melech. It's different from a Melech Basar V'dam. It's Kadosh. It's a holy kind of king. It's a holy kind of reign. And it's Bashamayim Uva Aretz. And that's a very, very important point. Because there are many religions that say that there's a God and that there's a great, powerful God. But the God that we are talking about, the God that we are referring to is Bashamayim, somewhere far away, in some realm that is inaccessible, and not always, therefore, impactful, because the gods are interested in what they are interested in, whether it's pagan gods who are interested in themselves, or even in other religions where they believe that God is very far removed from man, and so there are others and intermediaries, or, quote-unquote, sons of God, who interact with mankind and who come here on this earth because God himself is too far removed. You have to know that that concept of a son of a God being the one who came and who was with us and who interacted with man and who teaches man, who guides man, that's very much a result of the incomprehensibility of God actually being involved with the day-to-day matters of man, hour-to-hour, moment-to-moment, second-by-second. That was something beyond what the pagan mind could possibly accept. So instead, while there's a son, an extension of the God who, does come and does have influence and does have a relationship with us. But Jewish people say, no. It's Bashamayim uva'aretz. Just like he's Bashamayim, he is Ba'aretz. And everything that concerns HaKadosh Baruch Hu from on high is concerning him here. All about what man is doing here and now. He cares very much. He cares very much about everything that's happening to us, everything that's happening all around us. Because he is HaKel, HaMelech, HaGodol, VaHaKadosh, BaShamayim, UvaAretz. And yes, it's true, you have to create the atmosphere and you have to create the possibility of HaKadosh Baruch Hu seen, felt, known, appreciated here on earth. Of course. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, V'shachanti b'saycha, that the Shekhinah there can be a presence, so to speak. There can be a presence of the divine here amongst us, with mankind. You have to create that nest. You have to create the home. You have to create the environment that's proper. You have to create the Dira B'tachtoinim. You have to create the place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu can be. Because indeed, he will not come where you don't let him in. The famous Kotzker who said, when someone asks, "Of who is God? Where is God?" He answered, "Avu melostem arayin," wherever you let him in. But if we let him in, and if we create what it takes for the Ribbono Shel Olam to be there, that's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. Gemara says that when a husband and wife live with great accord and respect of one another, which means they know how to disagree, they know how to give in and how not to have discord, and they have mutual respect at all times, the Shekhinah, the divine presence, roots in that home, in that place, in that makom, in that Dira B'tachtoinim, Bashamayim Uva'aretz, right here on earth. There's a tremendous lesson that came out just accidentally. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach Zatzal was teaching all those many years, Rosh Yeshiva at Yeshiva's Kol Torah, came back day after day. He would come with a bacher, driving him, some bacher would take him in a car and bring him back, especially as he was older. And he took the opportunity once, this bacher, to ask his Rebbe a question. Every time he got out of the car, Shlomo Zalman would close his frock, clean himself up nicely before walking into his house. So the bacher said, usually people, when they come out in the morning and they're going to their workplace of business, the yeshiva, they would make themselves up properly and see to it that their attire is spotless. Talmud Chacham has to be properly and dignified at every moment. But Rebbe, I see you prepare yourself before you walk into your home. So Shlomo Zalman answered like it's a simple matter, like it's a davar pashut. He said, but we have shalom bayis. The Gemara says that where there's shalom bayis between ish v'isha, so the Shechina is shruya b'nayim. The Shechina is with us. I come in now to my home, so I'm going to be makabel the pnei Shechina. I have to come in. And it was to him a simple, obvious matter. The Jewish home. Hakel Hamelech Hagadol v'Hakadosh b'Hashemayim uva'aretz. The Chidah, by the way, no less than the Chidah, points out, and it's something to really remember, this idea of HaKadosh Baruch Hu being Bashamayim of Aretz, he's right here. Meaning that there's going to be impact in your life and the possibilities of all kinds of good things. Not that you serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu for it. And that's not to say that you can't receive your reward in Olam Haba. Not in this world. For all you know, it'll only be in the next world. That's Hashem's decision. But there's good reasons to know and believe that it'll come, and that our praising Him is because it will come, because He's just and emes and true, and a righteous King and a benevolent King. And the first letters of Yishtabach spell Yishalem. He will pay back. He will proffer the remuneration. Yishtabach Shimcha Lo'ad Malkeinu spells Yishalem. Because He is Kel Hamelech Hagadol VeHakadosh BaHashamayim UvaAretz. So we are sure, Yishalem, He will pay. There's also Shlomo HaMelech's name. There's a tradition that Shlomo HaMelech may have composed these words and put them together. There's a tradition that when Shlomo HaMelech created his own kisei, his throne, and the people were so excited that the Melech Shlomo is going to rise up. He had a very beautiful royal throne. There was an excitement all about the matter at the time of his coronation, if you will. And Shlomo HaMelech, of course, said, who am I? I'm just the Melech Basar Vadam. It's the Ribbono Shel Olam who is the real Melech. And it's the Ribbono Shel Olam who we have to praise. Yishtabach. Shimcha Lo'ad Malkeinu Hakel. Spells Shlomo. So that it's Yishtabach Shlomo. Shlomo HaMelech says he is going to praise, and all of us should follow his example. Who? Not the king. HaMelech, HaGodol, VaHakadosh, BaShamayim of Aretz. Don't praise me, Shlomo HaMelech says. Praise the Melech, Malchei HaMelechim, who is the Melech, not just here in Yerushalayim or in Eretz Yisrael, but the Melech of the entire universe. Kilcha, because it's you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Na'eh. It's proper, it's right, and it's a beautiful thing. You know, Na'eh doesn't just mean toiv. Na'eh means there's something beautifully right. Na'eh means something beautifully right. It's something that fits and that is so correct as to cause us to rejoice in it. And then there are 15 expressions in all nuschos, however you daven nuschos, svarad, ashkenaz, shir, shvacha, halel, vizimra, oiz, umemshala, netzach, gedula, gvura, tehila, vitiferes, kedusha, umalchus, brachos, v'haydais. And that's something that everybody says, and we all say Yishtabach the exact same way. The Sfarad Ashkenaz difference is at the end, but here this is exactly the same for everyone. Something always to be appreciated when a tradition has been with us for a long, long time and never changed or altered by anybody. It means there's something very special about it, that it's very powerful, both in terms of what it conveys and what it does for us and what it does in our relationship with the Rabbeinu Shlalom, and it obviously says that it's ancient, that it has very deep old roots. No one argues about the words of Asher Yeshua Veisecha or other words from Tehillim. That's it. Az Yashar Moshe, there's no discussion what it does, it doesn't say. And same thing with these 15 expressions of praise. They are keneged the name Ka, Yud Ke, and they're keneged the Ma'alos, the Shir HaMa'alos, the 15 levels of approach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what we're saying is, we're trying. We know we can't completely praise you, but we will have song and praise and halal, which is a specific kind of praise through song and zimra. Oiz, expressing your power, memshala, your overarching reign and dominion. Netzach, the fact that you are eternal, gedula, your greatness, gevura, your omnipotence, tehillah, tiferes, praises, and your glory, kedusha, holiness, malchus, your reign, blessings, hoda'os, a certain sense of thanksgiving that we owe you. All of that is in these words. But there are 15 of them because we're approaching like those steps that lead up in the Azara to where we can finally come to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Remember, what we said was how Rav Schwab so beautifully put it, that when we daven, we're coming in from the outside, entering the Azara, then coming into the Ezras Yisrael, then coming into that part of the Azara where only Kohanim could enter, then coming into the Heichal, and finally our prayers reach when we stand Shemona Esrei. We're directing our kavanas to the Makom HaKodesh HaKadoshim, where the Aron HaKodesh and the Luchos were, and from that point, our tefillos make contact with Yerushalayim Shel Mala. So these praises are the steps up toward that, where we hope to reach Mirtz Hashem, where we come after Baruch Hu to Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemaim, to Birchus Kriyas Shema, and then of course, ultimately to Tefillah, to the Amidah. Brachos v'haydois. Some say then, L'shimcha HaGadol v'HaKadosh, meaning to you, to the concept, and in Nusach Ashkenaz, we just say, Brachos v'haydois, Me'ata v'ad Olam. Now that Me'ata v'ad Olam is very important. Because Ma'atu Va'adolam again means that we have not done. We know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that whatever we've said and however much we've praised you, it's only part of what we should be saying, but it's what's humanly possible. More than that, we just don't know. We can't find the words. We even struggle to understand and fully grasp the idea of you, so let alone be able to say the proper full praise of you, but Me'olam Va'adolam at least says that it's forever. This is praise that's ongoing. And it's praise that keeps growing, because the more HaKadosh Baruch Hu does and achieves and accomplishes in the world, the more praise he deserves. So it's not just that it's forever and it keeps on growing. The idea is not arithmetic, but geometric. What has to be said in praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu isn't static. You have to praise him much more today than yesterday. There's so much more for which to praise. And tomorrow? So that's Me'ata Va'ad Olam. And it also means that there's a whole concept of what man will be and what man's God-man relationship will be like in the next world. However, we construe our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu now, we understand that in the future, that relationship is going to be very different from the relationship it is now. That too is being expressed in these words of Me'ata V'ad Olam, just as it is in the very last words of Yishtabach, which is Chei Ha'olamim, the life force of the worlds, plural. This one and the next one. By the way, the Alshich is famous for saying that the words Baruch Atah Hashem Kel Melech Gadol Batishpachos should be understood, and Avraham Kotler discussed this, should be understood to mean that the greatness of a Kadosh Baruch Hu is that he allows us to praise him. Do you know that it takes a certain amount of guts to go over to a great person and say something nice? What do you do when you meet someone who is just like tremendous and powerful and really, really almighty, if you could imagine such a person, some royal king? I mean, do you say, hey, nice tie? it might be a very beautiful tie, but is that appropriate? Is that appropriate? To imagine you meet some great reigning monarch, you know, and he's attired and maybe perhaps crowned and instead of bowing or otherwise acknowledging, you say, nice those rubies, red rubies those are gorgeous. Big, wow. It's so inappropriate. So there's a story in Maseches Shkolim where Rabbi Yochanan, the great Amor Rabbi Yochanan, was wondering, there was a Rabbi Eliezer who used to always kind of like not say hello to him, used to always kind of hide and not, you know, he was from Bavel, this Rabbi Eliezer, and they explained to Rabbi Yochanan that he is following the Babylonian minhag, which is that your common small people don't have the temerity or the audacity to go up to great people and say hi. You know, so they're very, very deferential to the point where they almost refrain from greeting this great man. The Zaira, the small one, doesn't say, how are you? How are you doing? To the great man. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is allowing us to praise him. We are saying and speaking the praise of him? Think about it. Think about what that means. Do you understand how accepting he is of us? That we speak about him, to him, and praise him? I mean, wow. Think about that. Think about that. I mean, you know, it's a cute thing. Imagine, you know, you have a very regal bubby or a elder zeda, and the head of the family, the matriarch of the family, and the little 3-year-old great-great-granddaughter comes up and says, you know, something like, hi, Bobby, I love the way you made your hair. You know, and she had her hair coiffed, you know, whatever. You know, it's cute, right? Because it's a 3-year-old. We're talking about the Ribbono Shel Olam, and we are saying praises of him, and he finds that favorable, and he accepts that and wants that. Do you know what that does for us, and how good we should feel about that? How enfranchised we are? Kel Melech Gadol Batishbachos. So it doesn't just mean that he's great because of all the Tishbachos and deserving of all the praises which we have mentioned in those 15 expressions of praise and song and adulation that we've mentioned before, but it also means that his gadol batishbachos, that he allows us to say these tishbachos and accepts them from us, humble little people. Kel ha'hoidois, Rashi in Maseches Tanis Daf Zayin explains that kel ha'hoidois, there it's referring to the bracha on Gshamim, but here, we, of course, are saying it, and Rashi explains that when we say it, what we mean is, Kel ha'hoidois means not just roiv, it means all hoidois. All hoidois possible belong to him. They should be bestowed, and they should be describing him. Now, we, again, don't have the ability to say all of them. The Gemara in Bracha says there was once, before there were sidurim, with a very set
nusach of what to say, there was someone who got up to daven and started to praise, and added all kinds of praises, and the Chachamim got very upset, and they said to him, have you finished and said all the praises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Meaning, you're trying to do more than Chachamenu told us. If not for the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu said, Hakel Agadol Gibur V'Hanoira, we wouldn't have the guts to say so. We wouldn't have the gall to use words to describe the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because Moshe Rabbeinu in the Torah did. Obviously, it's okay. Chachamenu, Anshe Knesset HaGdola, said, this is what we can say, so we can say it. But don't try to add to it, because you will fail. Follow exactly what it is that we are told. It's like a prescription. It's true, you need much more, and you should be saying more than that. But we can't, so this is what we're allowed to say. No, K-N-O-W, know that you're not able to fully praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu properly. So Kel HaHoidois is a tremendous statement. Because Kel HaHoidois means you are the Kel for whom all Hoidois, all sense of gratitude, all praises that are conceivably attributable to anyone or anything are yours and should be and would be directed to you if only we could enunciate them. Adoin Hanifloys, all that which is in the realm of miracle, all that which is Pella. Pella means what is other. Again, it's an expression of the fact that there is something other than what we know and see that should be praised, and we would if we only could know what is in the realm of Plaim, so other that we can't humanly grasp it. Haboicher b'shirei zimra. And now we praise you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for accepting and choosing the shirei zimra, for choosing our humble expressions of praise of you. And there's a very interesting way of understanding shirei zimra also to mean shiarei zimra, meaning, like we've said before, what does shiarei zimra mean? What's left over that's not yet said. Haboicher b'shiyarei zimra. What Kodesh Baruch Hu really wants is for us to recognize that we can't, will never be able to say all of the zimra that's appropriate. He is a bocher, but he wants us to know that and accepts that and wants us to have shiyarei zimra, meaning that which we did not say, that's left unspoken, but that's somewhere deep in our hearts and that's somewhere would be said if we could say it. It's something so great that we can't humanly express it, but we know it's there. Habocher b'shirei zimra. He is bocher. He wants that. He wants us to know that we can't fully encapsulate what really should be expressed. He wants the shiarei zimra. Melech keil chei ha'olamim. The one who is the life of and the source of life and shares life and makes life. Olamim. In this world and in the world to come. And that's very, very important, because what do we say when we say Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad? Remember, what comes after Baruch Hu is Shema and its brachos. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad means that the world that's now and the world that will be, and Hashem, who we recognize now, will be recognized by all of mankind in that world, in the world to come, in what will follow this world. So, Chei Ha'olamim is a reference then to that which ultimately becomes the focal point of what we say in Kriya Shema, which is appropriate at this point because this is, after all, the last of the brachos and tishbachos recited. What's next is Baruch Hu, and then Shema and Berachos Seho.